Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Divorced Girl Smiling Podcast. My name is Jackie Pilisoff, and I'm your host. I'm the creator and editor-in-chief of Divorced Girl Smiling, the media company comprised of a website, a podcast, a mobile app, and a list of wonderful, trusted divorce professionals. Today, I want to talk about coping with divorce. If you are considering getting divorced, if you're going through one, even if you're already divorced and you feel like you're in the thick of things and you feel like there's all these things that come up that are stressful and that just really impact your day, and you're trying to cope and you're trying to be a mom and you're trying to work and you really just want to get through it, and then these things come up and honestly, I think it feels like you got punched. So I wrote an article called Coping with Divorce, The Times You Feel Like You Just Got Punched. And I want to list a few of these things and see if they sound familiar to you. And then I'll talk about how to cope with each one. So several years ago when I was getting divorced, there was, you know, things that were happening to me, and literally each one felt like a punch in the stomach. And you know, back then, I felt really alone. I felt isolated. And really, that was the reason I started Divorce Girl Smiling, so that I can list these things and hopefully help you cope so you can move on and enjoy your life. Because even if you're going through a divorce, you're going to have times where you felt like you just got punched. But that doesn't mean you have to have a bad day. You can still have a good day. Okay, so here they are. Number one, the moment you and your spouse have the conversation that ends with, okay then, it's done. I think we should get divorced and move ahead. And I think that feels like a punch in the stomach, even if you knew it was coming for a long time, even if you're the one who wants the divorce. It just is shocking. It's surreal. It's numbing. It feels like, oh my gosh, this is really happening now. And it's scary as hell. You don't know what to expect. It's sad. But I promise you, it's going to be okay. And after you have that conversation and you hear that, my advice is, if you need to go into your bedroom and sob, or go out for a walk, not in front of your kids, and just cry, definitely do it. And you just have to grieve it. There's no way around it. There's no way for me to say anything that's going to make you feel better. You just have to do it. You have to cry and grieve. Number two, the day you come home and all his stuff is gone. So I will never forget this. It was like 16 years ago. And I had kids who were 3 and 5, and my ex and I decided that I would take the kids to the pool, the community pool, all day, and then go to a friend's house for dinner. And when I would get home, he would be all moved out. So he spent the day moving out, and when I walked in with my kids, the house looked half empty. I had to hide my tears. You could see nails on the walls where the pictures had been hanging of the pictures he took. Empty spaces where furniture was gone, knickknacks on shelves, and it just felt really empty and sad. And my advice, again, for this is put your kids to bed and just cry. Just cry it out. It's okay. It's hard. It's just a necessary step to get to the next point. Number three, when your friend calls you and says that she just saw him at a bar or a restaurant looking very cozy and happy with some blonde who, quote, looks a lot younger than us, end of quote. That will not make you cry. That will probably make you really mad. I don't know. That's what happened to me. I just got really mad and I was thinking, why do I care? We're getting divorced anyway. Why does he get to be happy? Why does he get to be with some cute blonde? Why does he get to start dating? And my answer to you is you can date too. You don't have to, but If you're separated, in my opinion, I don't think he's doing anything wrong. And you might disagree with me and say, well, what if the kids find out? But this is all very specific to your situation. Maybe your kids already know. Maybe you guys already talked to your kids and the kids. You know, once you tell kids you're getting divorced, they don't need to wait until the divorce is final because they won't even really know. Once you tell them you're splitting up, especially once your spouse moves out, they consider it already done. So if they hear that your ex was out, it's not as like is he's cheating or anything because they already feel it and know it's happening. But again, every situation is different and it's going to hurt like hell when you find out your ex is dating. It just does. You're listening to the Divorced Girl Smiling podcast with Jackie Pilisoff. I'm talking about coping with the divorce and times where you feel you just got punched. Moving on to number four, the night you get home from your first date and realize what a disaster it was. Wow, so I kind of think that this could cause somebody to reevaluate their divorce and say, what am I doing? Maybe I shouldn't get divorced. But I'm going to tell you to stop in your tracks right there and say, nope, it doesn't mean you shouldn't be getting divorced. It just means you went out with a guy who was a nightmare and he's not for you. It doesn't mean that you need to rethink your divorce because you had one bad date. What I will tell you is there are so many wonderful, normal, single people out there. I promise you. I tell people this. You should only get divorced if you would rather be alone than be with your partner. In other words, don't get divorced because you're trying to do better. Get divorced because you know it's a toxic or a bad situation. I'm not saying you're going to be alone forever, but don't get divorced because you're trying to upgrade. Get divorced because it's toxic, it's unhealthy, you're not happy. And you don't need to hurry up and get married to someone else. You can definitely start dating, but get divorced for you, not because you feel like you have to be with someone better. Number five, when your lawyer calls and tells you that your ex just filed for sole custody or some other bad news that your lawyer tells you. Wow, is this a punch in the stomach? This happened to me. It's a painful one. And when that happened to me, it was because my ex got angry. And really, I don't even blame him. I blame his lawyer for doing this because obviously he didn't want sole custody of the kids. He wanted to punch me in the stomach, which is exactly what he did. So remember this, if your ex is filing for sole custody or threatening you that he's going to take the kids, and I think this is the worst part about divorce, is feeling threatened that you're going to lose your kids. But I promise you, judges don't take kids away unless there's a really good reason, unless the person can prove that you are an addict or that you're abusing your kids. Trust me, judges will not take your kids away unless it's absolutely necessary. You're listening to the Divorced Girl Smiling podcast with Jackie Pilisoff. We're talking about coping with divorce, times when you feel you just got punched in the stomach. We're going to take a little break, and when we come back, I'm going to talk about seven other times when you feel like you just got punched and how to cope. We'll be right back. I want to mention two divorce attorneys who I think are absolutely wonderful. The first one is Anna Krolikowska, who's based in Chicago, and I've known Anna for over a decade. Her practice is focused on solving cases through mediation and the collaborative process. Anna is extremely warm and compassionate. She's also very experienced, very smart. She's a complete go-getter, and she's actually the immediate past president of the Illinois State Bar Association, one of the only women in history to have held that position, by the way. So you can find Anna on annaklaw.com or on Divorced Girl Smiling under Trusted Partners. The other person I want to mention is a wonderful divorce attorney who serves clients in New York and Connecticut. Her name is Catherine Miller. She's the founder of Miller Law Group. And Catherine also likes to solve all of her cases through mediation and the collaborative process. Catherine is just wonderful, really, really experienced, extremely warm, compassionate, trustworthy, professional. Can't say enough good things about her. You can find Catherine at miller-law.com or on Divorced Girl Smiling under Trusted Partners. Welcome back to the Divorced Girl Smiling podcast. My name is Jackie Pilisoff and I'm your host. We're talking about coping with divorce, the times when you feel like you just got punched. We're moving on to number six. The second you see your child's face turn to sorrow as he or she watches you and your ex fighting. Oh, this is a total punch in the stomach. It's heartbreaking. So I guess my advice is please think of your kids. I know you're in a bad place with your soon-to-be ex. I know you can't stand the person. You don't even want to be in the same room as him or her, but try not to take it out in front of the kids or argue. And also that times when your ex won't even look at you and treats you really rude, oh my gosh, the looks on the kids' faces could just kill you. So all you can control is you, not your ex. It's a punch in the stomach, but if you don't do it, you're helping your kids. Number seven of times you feel like you just got punched. The day you meet a bitter, angry, divorced woman who has been alone since her divorce and is negative about the future. This is the worst because when you get divorced, you start meeting all these other divorced people. Some are wonderful and some are just awful. I think that the ones who get divorced who are wonderful, there's way more of those than the bitter, angry ones. So stay away from the toxic, angry, bitter divorced person who can't stop talking about her ex for 10 years, who says there's no way you can meet other men, because the reason she can't meet anyone is because she can't stop talking about her ex and being so negative. So just stay away. You don't have to be rude, but just distance yourself and try to surround yourself with positive, upbeat, energetic people, whether they're divorced or not, who are like you, who give off good signals, and I promise you it'll turn out really well for you. Number eight, when your ex picks up your kids for the first time and you're sitting there home alone, this is a punch in the stomach. That might be one of the hardest parts of getting divorced at the beginning. I used to hate it when my kids left. He would come over, he would get the kids, he wouldn't even look at me. He would take my 3 and 5 year olds and I just felt like crying. And guess what? If you wanna cry, cry. But here's some better advice. Couple things. Remember that when your ex takes your ex loves your kids. He or she is not going to do anything to harm your kids or be mean. He loves your kids. Even if he hates you, he loves your kids. Another thing, when your kids come home, they're going to be so happy to see you. They're going to hug you. They are going to love you no matter what he says about you. And the other thing is take advantage when your kids are with your ex. Enjoy your peaceful time. Try to be productive. Journal your thoughts. Go for a long walk. Do something nice for yourself. Do something that's going to make you feel good about yourself. If that means volunteering at a soup kitchen, do it. If that means getting a massage, do it. If that means going to church or synagogue and praying, do it. Whatever makes you happy, please, please do it. don't spend too much time at home crying. Number 9, when your ex tells you he never loved you. Oh my gosh, this is a punch in the stomach. Just remember, it's not true. He or she did love you at one point. He's just really angry. He's hurt. He's in a lot of pain. And I promise you, he doesn't mean it, or she doesn't mean it. Number 10, when your ex tells you he or she cheated during the marriage, even if you already knew it. So this didn't happen to me in my marriage, but it happened to me in a relationship I was in after my divorce. My ex-boyfriend told me he cheated on me when we were together, and I really don't even to this day know why he told me, but it hurt so much, and I knew it. I knew it the whole time. I had a feeling, but when I heard it, it made me so angry and hurt and upset for like a long time, weeks, and we were already broken up. And I still felt so awful because it was just so hurtful. So a couple pieces of advice. You're allowed to be angry. You're allowed to be upset. But don't call the people. Like, I ended up calling his sister-in-law, his friends. I called the person he cheated with. I mean, I was crazy. And you don't want to be that way, because now I know all those people think I'm psycho. So don't do that. But just try to come to peace with it. And really, it validates you. When you find out someone cheated, even though it's hurtful, isn't there a part of you that kind of feels like, wow, at least I know now. I wasn't crazy. I knew it in my heart. And you know what? Now it's out. So feel it and then try to move on. Number 11, when you run into your in-laws for the first time since your separation and they give you a dirty look and turn away coldly. Is this a punch in the stomach or what? Oh my gosh, when I got separated, my ex's family did not speak to me for almost a decade. They came to my kids' bar and bat mitzvahs. They didn't speak to me. It was the worst. And I guess over the years, everybody got really friendly and they did come around. I know this sounds crazy, but try not to take it personally, because they are on their son or daughter's side. I know it's awful. I know it sucks. I know it doesn't seem fair, but blood is definitely thicker than water. Number 12, the day you find out your ex is dating one of your friends. So a lot of people listening, you're probably living in a small community or a community where everybody knows everybody, and then half the people get divorced and they all start dating each other. And it's a horrible feeling. It feels very embarrassing, like you think your whole community knows that he ended up happy and you didn't. It's really a punch in the stomach. And I can't even tell you how betrayed I felt from the friend. It was even worse that it was her. But remember a couple things. One, they're probably going to break up. And two, if they don't, there's nothing you can do. So try to focus on your own life and your road ahead. And I want to end this podcast on a good note. So this whole time I've been talking about bad things that happen during divorce, and I'm not like that, although I am just trying to help you, but I'm a very optimistic person, so I want to end this by talking about the opposite, a few things that happen during divorce that make you not feel like you got punched, but made you feel like you were being hugged or kissed or blessed. And it makes you feel happy and hopeful and inspired and loved. So here goes. The first time a guy hits on you is number one. Wow, that's a great feeling. Because I got divorced at 41 and didn't even think I was attractive at all to anyone. And let me tell you, at 41, I really was. Now at 57, I'm not sure. All right, number two, when you get a job offer you never thought you would get. This happened to me at 49, and it was the best feeling in the world. Number three, when you realize your kids are happy, just like kids whose parents are married. I promise that will happen to you. Number four, the first time you kiss a guy after divorce. Wow, I could do a whole podcast just on that. Number five, the night you're having a really fun family night with your kids and you're laughing so hard that you accidentally spit out food, which makes your kids laugh even harder. I don't know, I wrote this a long time ago, so that must have happened to me. Another funny thing that happened is one time I went with my kids to a McDonald's drive-thru. I ordered in the window, I paid, and then I drove off and forgot to go to the second window and get the food. And my kids still laugh to this day and thought it was the funniest thing that's ever happened to them in their lives. All right, number six. When you're on a plane taking a trip to a place you never would have gone if you were still married, look out the window and be happy and feel proud of yourself and happy and inspired and hopeful. Number seven, the day you look in the mirror and realize how incredibly strong you are and how you never knew that until just now. And number eight, my last and favorite thing is when you realize you're in love with someone else after divorce. I promise you guys, if you want it, it will happen for you. So I will end on that note. Thank you so much for listening, everyone. If you want to learn more, read more articles, listen to more podcasts, download the mobile app, watch videos, or find great, great trusted divorce professionals, come see me at divorcedgirlsmiling.com.